Yes, hi, is this Louise Holmes?
No, this is not Louise. It's Louis Holmes. He's my father.
Oh, Louis, I apologize.
It's okay.
Well, I'm calling you from Family First Home Care in regards to him. I see that you have a case open with us. We wanted to continue the enrollment process to help him get the home care services today.
Well, you know what? I spoke to a lady by the name of Christian, who's a health care aide. Dad doesn't want a female home health aide to help him bathe. So he's got three daughters, so we're going to do that. So I called and told, when she called me yesterday, I've had two call, and they told me at the office that there are no males. So Dad doesn't want a female home health care individual helping with that.
We do have males. I'm not sure who you spoke to. We don't have a Christian here. But we do have males who are more than happy to assist. You know, if you want
so
to.
So you're not with Beata then?
No, we're Family First. We reached out to you back in last week. I think it was last week on the 17th. No, that was 2 weeks ago. On Wednesday the 17th, you got a case open with us.
Well, how does that happen? We're going through. When he was discharged from Abington, we went with Beata nurses, and that's who we have now: visiting nurse, physical therapist, and their home health aid area doesn't have females. Now you say you do.
I'm just trying to see. I don't want to, you know, make you go through any process that isn't
needed.
No.
I mean, it's interesting.
Let me just see what's going on here, okay? I'm going to look up some notes to get better clarity. Let's just see what they did here. Hi. So you're saying that he's already with the waiver program?
He's with Jefferson Abington, the Beata nurses that work through them.
Okay. Bear with me 1 second, okay? Eligibility. Let's confirm some information. His first name?
It's Louis. L-O-U-I-S.
Okay. Holmes?
H-O-L-M-E-S.
Okay. Does he have any middle name or?
No.
Okay.
No.
Let me see here. Okay. All right. I'm not seeing him here with any sort of waiver program. Let me give you some clarity as to what this agency does here, and you'll decide how you want to proceed.
Well, you know what, excuse me, not to to interrupt you, but you know, I remember speaking, someone sent me a text message earlier, and they asked me about the situation, and when I already told them that we were with Beata, and they were already coming out. So I don't know, well, that's okay. You can tell me, you can give me the phone number. So you do have males who do your home care aid.
Yeah, I can double check that. Let me just see here. I'm not sure who texted you. You understand
no,
the process?
No, so there wasn't a name.
I'm sorry?
So there wasn't a name. It just said, I just remember it did say Family First.
So maybe it was a colleague of mine.
The
idea is that in order for him to get services through the state, to get state coverage with home care services, he has to go through a process. That's what our job is, to walk you through that process. And then that,
which means he has to apply for Medicaid, right?
No, it doesn't go like that. What happens is, once he gets approved for the waiver program, which allows the county and state to provide the coverage for the home care services, Medicaid automatically gets put on to whatever plan he already has, just for the services alone. So it's like, it's not something you really have to consciously think about. It's like, it comes with the whole program. It's really, it's not something you have to apply for, so to speak.
So really, so what is it your agency, you take care of someone coming in and doing the laundry and cooking and that kind of thing?
Like hundreds of families in Pennsylvania, they need home care services. The idea is to keep everybody out of home care, nursing homes or rehabs. So what they did is they made this program. We help you with the enrollment because people don't have the general knowledge of how to do that with the county and everything. So we do that for you. If somebody would want to do this alone, it would take them 90 days as opposed with the agency, it could take them up to 30 days. What happens after that, an assistant, someone from the patient's insurance, a service coordinator will get assigned to the case if he's approved the hours. Then what happens is they're going to tell you that you need an agency, and that's where we come in, because then we enroll whoever it is you choose to be the caregiver, and the caregiver is going to start getting paid, and we make sure that they're getting paid every week. We're like the intermediary company between the insurance and you guys, making sure that the caregivers are behaving and doing everything they're supposed to do legally, things like that. That's basically what our job is.
Oh, you know, sorry, I don't want to, because I know you're doing a real job trying to get this, but our hope, my sisters and I, we're doing all those things that Dad needs right now, and I'm hopeful that maybe we might have, I guess I'm a little optimistic, we have 2 weeks, then when he finally gets to be approved, when he sees his primary, that we will not need any help, in other words, other than ourselves, you know, getting him back on his feet, because I didn't say he just broke his femur, but if he should. So here's what I'd like you to do. If you give me your number, and if we should come into that situation where we think we might need all this care and someone to help us with the enrollment, but I really don't think that at the time,
services.
Dad right now needs the physical therapist, and another therapist is coming in, and the visiting nurse to make sure his wounds are taken care of.
Right.
I think we're okay with taking care of the rest.
Okay. The best thing about this program is really is that it's you girls that can get paid for helping your dad. That's also something. So if you don't, I just want to make sure you know that. But if we understand that and respect that, and I could just put this on hold for now.
Okay. Do that for me. I'd appreciate it. Because you know what, and I understand what you're saying, yes. But right now, my sisters and I, we're okay with the fact that we're taking care of our father. Hopefully, like I said before, we can get him back on his feet, and then he can go on living his life, and we can too.
Okay.
So, but if we ever should need that, it's good to know there's those kind of resources out there.
That's right. Okay, fine. So I guess
okay.
We can follow up in a month. You let us know where you're holding.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. Okay.
That's good.
All righty.
Thank you so much now. Thanks
be
for
well.
Calling.
Yep. Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.